The believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel invite you to listen to a gospel message by one of their pastors, Joe Galusik and Walter Pendleton. This week's message is from Joe Galusik. Visit us on the web at www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Men preach what they think is best. There is nothing to preach better than or other than Jesus Christ the Lord. Now this week's message.
Good morning. I want to speak to you today from the book of Acts. This is the Acts of the Apostle as reported and recorded by the Apostle Luke, is supposed to have written it. Acts chapter 5, and I want to begin reading in verse 17. I do want to say this. Generally, when you hear one of us from the Sovereign Grace Chapel, we will start with a scripture. We will speak of the scripture, continue in the scripture, and hopefully we end with the scripture and what the scripture says. I don't know how many people still do that anymore. I suspect not a whole lot. But anyway, Acts chapter 5, verse 17. Then the high priest rose up, and all they that were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But the angel of the Lord by night opened the prison doors and brought them forth and said, "Go, stand, and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life." And when they heard that, they entered into the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest came, and they that were with him, and called the council together and all the senate of the children of Israel, and sent to the prison to have them brought. But when the officers came and found them not in the prison, they returned and told, saying, "The prison truly we found we shut, with all safety, and the keepers standing without before the doors, but when we had opened, we found no man within." Isn't that just amazing? Isn't that just amazing? I'll say one thing right quick. If you don't know Christ, there is always things going on that you don't know. These men were gone back and preaching in the temple, and the high priest came to the temple and didn't know they were there, sent for the prison to get. There's just all kinds of things going on around you if you don't know Christ, and you will not know these things. You will not see these things. You will not believe them when you do see them. But what I do want to speak to this morning is about go, stand, and speak in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Go. Go. That's the first word. Go. We are not to stand still now. We are not to stand still. There was a time, and there is a time in every believer when we are to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. But after you have stood still, after you have seen the salvation of the Lord, the command is go. Go forth. Go. You don't stand still. You don't sit around. You are to go. That's what we are to do as believers. We are to go. The words of our Lord in Mark chapter 16 and verse 15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. We are to go. We are to go forth. We are to go, not stand still, not rest on our laurels, not sleep in our salvation. Our salvation is grand, is glorious, but our salvation, we are his workmanship. What? Created. We are his work, created in Christ Jesus. But not just that. We are created in Christ Jesus unto good works. And one of those good works is to go. Go. Don't stand still. Wherever God gives you a place to go, you are to go. Then it says stand. Stand. Go stand. We are not to be, what's the word, wimps, milksops. We are to be gentle, but we're not to be wimps. We are to be standing. And having done all to stand, stand therefore. Once you've done all to stand, stand therefore. We're not to sit down. We're not to lay down. We are to go, and we are to stand. But we are to stand, and then it says, and speak in the temple. And speak. Go, stand, and speak. What did Christ say? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. Now, I'm going to point this out just for those who hang around with the Church of Christ. That I mean as the denomination, not the actual Church of Christ. There is a church, which is his body. But the denomination known as the Church of Christ has a tendency to teach baptism as necessary to salvation, and it's not. You understand what Christ said here? It says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. But look at the next part of it. It doesn't say, he that is baptized not shall be damned. No, he that believeth not shall be damned. Baptism is the answer of a good conscience toward God. If you believe, you should be baptized. If God has given you a good conscience, a good heart, if you have an honest and good heart on which the seed fell and brought forth fruit with patience, you are to be baptized. Christ commanded us to be baptized. Christ commanded his disciples to baptize others. What? Who believe? What does hinder me to be baptized? Do you believe? And the Ethiopian eunuch told Philip, I believe. He was baptized. But believing comes first. Why? Because by grace, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it's the gift of God. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works. Go, stand, and speak. Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. We make no, we are not to recognize anyone's person. Good people, as the world sees them, bad people, as the world sees them, we are to preach to every creature, to all kinds of men, all types of men. Go stand and speak in the temple to the people. But he didn't stop there either. He says, all the words of this life. That's what we're to speak. That's why we're to go. That's why we're to stand. And that's why we're to speak. To speak all the words of, and I love this, this life. Don't get this confused with this world's life. It's not the same thing. This life that is in Christ, this life that we have been given, this life that believers have, this life that comes down from the Father of lights, this life that comes from the Son, this life that is given to you by the Holy Spirit, this life is not the life that is in this world. This is something totally different, even though it's still just in you. It is in every single believer. This life has been given. This life is a gift, and it has been given. Hold on, let me get to the place. John chapter 3. I can't stay away when I'm talking about the life. This is Jesus speaking to Nicodemus, who came to him by night. And he said this, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of heaven." Excuse me, kingdom of God. He had just said before this in verse 3, "Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." And if you see Nicodemus' response in verse 4, "Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Question mark. Nicodemus, at this time, when Christ spoke, he didn't see the life that Jesus was speaking about. He didn't get it. He's a master in Israel, and he didn't know these things. We are to go, to stand, and to speak what? All the words of this life. This life. What? "Except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." This life, believers, our life, is hid with Christ in God. We have a life that the world knows nothing of. Because unless you're born again, unless you're born from above, unless you are born from above, born of God, you can't even see the kingdom of God, much less enter it. You can't see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus at this time couldn't see it. Christ was telling, he went, "Go stand and speak, therefore." Go stand and speak. What? The words of this life. This life comes from God. John chapter 1, beginning in verse 10, speaking of Jesus Christ. "He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born. Life. Life comes from God. "Which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God." But of God. "Except ye be born from above, you'll not see or enter the kingdom of God." Except you be born from above, you'll not see the kingdom of God. Those that received him are those which were born, past tense, of God. not of blood. It doesn't matter your hereditary, your familial, your genealogy. None of that matters. Nor of the will of the flesh. It doesn't matter how strong you are. Nor the will of man. It doesn't matter. Because the will of man is bound to his flesh. The will of man is bound to his heart. And the heart is what? Desperately wicked. Deceitfully wicked. Deceitful above all things. We must be born of God. This is the life which we are to go and to stand and to speak. He will be received by those he gave power, by those who were born of God. This life is the life of Christ. This life is the gift of God to every one of his people. This is the life we are to go, to stand, and to speak, therefore, to all the people, to whoever the Lord puts in front of us. If you have an opening, speak. Stand and speak. There are those. I mean, it does tell us, and it means it very, very clearly. It tells us, do not cast your pearls before swine, lest they trample them underfoot and turn and rend you, tear on you. There are times we are to be silent, but there are times we are to speak. When we gather together at the Sovereign Grace Chapel, when we gather together, we gather to speak of our Lord Jesus Christ. We gather to speak of this life which has been given to us. We didn't go out and get it. I've said it before, I think, on this radio broadcast. I mean, I was born and raised Catholic. And I know some people who are Catholic might be offended by this, but I'm sorry. There's some truth in the Catholic religion. But overall, there's no life. They don't speak the words, all the words, all the words now. Not just some of them. It says all the words of this life. There's a lot to this life. There is so much to this life that most people have no idea. It starts off when they found the boys who were preaching in the temple, speaking in the temple. They brought them and set them before the council. This is verse 27. And the high priest asked them, saying, did we not straitly command you that ye should not teach in this name? And behold, ye have filled Jerusalem with your doctrine and intend to bring this man's blood upon us. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. This is absolutely true. But you don't use this for an excuse for a reason, for rebellion. God has put rulers over top of you. And me. I've heard them say, well, that's man's law, not God's law. And usually, well, not usually, around here, they use as an excuse for poaching. But I'm not going to get into that. I just want to say that's not what Peter's teaching here. The God of our fathers is what we ought to obey God in. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. The high priest said, you intend to bring this man's blood upon us. This man's blood was upon them. He had already said it in Acts 2. You by wicked hands did crucify him and slay him. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus, whom ye slew and hanged on a tree. Him Here's the words of this life. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior. Notice the words there and the order. A prince and a savior. A prince and a savior. A prince. One with authority. You understand? One with power. One with authority. One with power. And here's the thing. You can't be a savior without power. This word actually is defined as the chief leader, a prince, one that has authority, captain, the power. That's the only one who can be a savior. You understand? There is no salvation outside of power. And it's not your power, it's God's power. He has been a, God hath exalted him with his right hand to be a prince and a savior for to give repentance to Israel and forgiveness of sins. And we are his witnesses of these things. And so is also the Holy Ghost, whom God hath given to them that obey him. Speak all the words of this life. This life is from God, from Christ, by the Holy Ghost. It doesn't come from within you. It is put within you, if you believe. And you'll believe if he's given you faith. And you'll be given faith if he gives you life. See, except a man be born from above, he shall not see the kingdom of God. Except a man be born of the water and the Spirit, he'll not enter the kingdom of God. But the reverse is also true. If a man is born from above, he's going to see the kingdom. If a man is born of the water and of the Spirit, he's going to enter that kingdom. God has promised. The Son has promised. And the Holy Spirit gives life. The Holy Spirit gives faith. Christ is the author, the creator of this faith. He is the giver of this life. This life is the only life that matters. And we are to go, to stand, and to speak all the words of this life. It comes from God. Except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, the washing of regeneration and the renewing of the mind by the Holy Ghost. You'll enter the kingdom of God. We are to preach. We are to speak these words, the words of this life, the life of God in Christ Jesus, the Lord, the Prince and a Savior. When they heard that, they were cut to the heart and repented and believed and went on and on their merry way, and everybody lived happily ever after. No. When the high priest and his Sadducees heard this, they were cut to the heart and took counsel to slay them, to kill these disciples. Go stand and speak. Go stand and speak to the people all the words of this life. This doesn't mean everybody's going to love you. This is what we are to do. This is what we try to do. This is what believers are to do. But it doesn't mean people are going to like you. People will hate you because of what you say, all the words of this life. They hated our Lord when he told them. They tried to kill Jesus Christ several times before his hour had come. You'll read another place in Acts where it talks about they preached. And it says, some believed and some believed not. That's the way it's always been. Some will believe and some will not. It also says there's a broad way that leads to destruction. But straight is the gate and narrow is the way, and few there be that find it. Our Lord said in John chapter 17, speaking to God, as thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom thou hast sent. All the words of this life that we are speaking of, this life from God, this life being born of God, this life being born of the water and the Spirit, this being born from above, this life in Christ is eternal. It shall never end. He that liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Those were the words of Christ to Martha, the brother of Lazarus. Here's the question. Do you believe this? That's what he asked her. And that's what I ask you this morning. Do you believe this? Do you believe all the words of this life? Thank you.
This broadcast is supported by the believers who gather at Sovereign Grace Chapel. We meet every Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Sovereign Grace Chapel is located in Crow, West Virginia, just off Country Club Drive on Annabelle Lane, just north of Little Beaver State Park. Our web address is www.sgchapel.com. Again, that's www.sgchapel.com. Our mailing address is Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15 in Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Again, that's Sovereign Grace Chapel, P.O. Box 15, Kellysville, West Virginia 24732. Come hear Christ preached.